Wild Bill Hickok! Hi, you folks. Hold on to your hats and pass those Kellogg's Corn Pops. Because here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from that great new cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Corn Pops!
Kellogg's Corn Pops brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his hefty deputy Jingles ran into some weird and dangerous adventures in the days of six-gun law out west. But the one that still has old-timers shaking their heads was the mystery of the five deadly double eagles. The town of Halfway Up was a good spot for this ruckus. It was only half-civilized. The other half, led by one-step Corrick, was mean. But both halves of the town of Halfway Up got a big laugh when they heard what the little stranger was up to that first day in the Blue Palace.
You, sir?
Yes, Shorty.
Can you tell me where I might find a number of fearless, vicious cutthroats?
Cutthroats? What do you want them for?
Why, I wish to organize a band of highwaymen for my own very special purpose.
You? Now, ain't that a laugh?
No. I'm quite serious, I assure you.
Hey, Cinch. Boys. Where did you get a load of this little dude's spiel?
Hey, wait a minute. What's your name, Shorty?
Morgan V. Briggs. The V stands for Victor.
Where you been operating, Victor?
Oh, well, I'm just starting.
You hear that, boys? He's just starting. And he's going to be the leader. Wait till one step hears about this.
How'd you get to be so good, Victor?
Why, I read about it. It's all right here in my uncle's diary.
Diary? Who's your uncle?
They called him Bad Boy Briggs. He knew all about robbery, murder, rustling, and banditry. And I feel that I should follow in his footsteps.
Whatever happened to him?
Oh, they lynched him in Kansas. But I saved his diary.
Victor, you're a case.
Yeah, ain't he? Hey, here comes One Step. Tell him.
Hey, One Step. You ought to hear what this little dude's been telling us.
I heard him. I got something to say to him.
You wish to join my band, sir?
No, and you ain't going to have any band around here.
Oh,
I'm boss around here, and any owl hooting in these parts is done by me and my boys. Savvy?
You mean that this is your private preserve, sir?
You got it. Now take your uncle's diary and get out.
Very well. But I have followed a long trail to the town of Halfway Up, and you or anyone else who interferes with my purpose shall regret it. Good day, sir.
All right, you jugheads, go back to what you were doing. Don't go taking up with no strangers.
Boss, we didn't mean no harm.
Yeah, One Step. The little dude was harmless enough. How come you took such a beef on him so sudden?
I'll tell you why. You see this peg leg I got tied on me? Well, I lost that leg in a gunfight with that harmless little dude's yellow-heeled uncle, Bad Boy Briggs.
There's a livery stable, Jingles.
Yeah, Joker's already got his nose headed that way.
Now, hold on, Joker. You're not hankering to put on that feed bag any more than I am.
Count me on that one, partner.
Bill, shooting duck!
Help, assistance, help!
Bill, what in blue thunder's going on here in Halfway Up?
Listen here, Wranglers. We got a mighty big Wild Bill Hickok show to do, so if you listen real close, I'm going to make this short. Telling about Corn Pops is as simple as this. Kellogg's Corn Pops are the two-way cereal. You eat them out of the box or out of the bowl. They're already sweetened for you. Dig in and enjoy them right out of the box just like candy. But come breakfast time, you eat them in a bowl with a little milk. And say, have you noticed the wonderful new sweetness and flavor in your Corn Pops yet? Well, the Kellogg folks went to work to make them sweeter and crisper than ever before. So you're going to like them even better than you did from here on, believe me. They're sweet, crisp, and crunchy, and mighty good for growing young ranch hands, too. And that silvery bag inside keeps corn pops fresh up to 10 times longer. It's made of pure aluminum. So if you aren't already settled back enjoying Kellogg's corn pops right now, get a load of them tomorrow. You'll need plenty because the whole family's going to be getting into them and maybe leave you without enough. Well, that's just about the whole story. Kids love pops, moms love pops, and pops love pops. Now, let's get back to Wild Bill and Jingles.
Just as Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles were riding into the livery stable at the town of Halfway Up, they heard shots, and a man ran out yelling.
Stop him! Stop him! He's trying to kill me!
Help! No, there comes the other one, Bill.
Yeah. Hold your fire, mister.
Hold it, nothing off.
You got his gun, Bill.
When I say hold your fire, mister, hold it.
What call you got mixing into this? Who are you, anyway?
Oh, now, Bill, nobody can be that dumb when he gets a pistol shot out of his hand. He ought to know only one man could have done it.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you're right, you big bailer. Hey, this maverick must be Wild Bill Hickok.
Now you're talking, Junior.
Wild Bill Hickok? You don't mean the United States Marshal?
The very same.
Yeah, and if it hadn't been for him, Morgan Victor Briggs, you'd be hefting a pitchfork about now.
Wild Bill Hickok. Well, I'll have to write Molly about this.
Well, I'll give her my regards.
Yes, I shall. I shall, with pleasure. What'd you say your name was?
Jingles.
You do?
No. I am.
Odd.
Now, you looky here. There's nothing odd about it. That's my name, and I'm Wild Bill's deputy, and if you don't watch out, I'll take up where this peg-legged gent left off.
Oh, no offense.
You'd be doing the town a halfway up a favor if you did plug him, fat boy.
Before there's any more talk about plugging anybody, I reckon you better be on your way, mister.
Be a pleasure, Hickok. The air out here is worse than inside the livery stable. But I got a feeling we're going to meet up again.
If you're the kind that runs afoul of the law, mister, we just might.
Oh, he is. Believe me, he is.
Shut your yap, Briggs. I'll take care of your hash later.
Well, Mr. Briggs, I sort of get the idea he don't like you.
So do I. And it might be interesting to find out why.
Yes, well, then come into the livery stable, gentlemen. Now, I'll take care of your mounts and enlighten you on the subject. In fact, I will tell you all about One Step Corey.
But, boss, it don't make sense holding up that stage when you know Wild Bill Hickok's in town.
Just quit worrying, Big Willie. The way I got this figured out, somebody else is going to the pen, and we keep the loot. And Hickok's a big part of my plan.
Well, I sure hope you got figured close to your vest.
I have. Well, hold it. Here comes the stage. Since you know what to do, we'll drop way back and cover you. It's got to look like one man did this job.
I got you, boss. The dead-eyed Charlie's riding shotgun on this run, and he don't miss.
I'll take care of him. Now go.
Here, come. Except the driver, and nobody will get hurt. Now, shut up, will you? Driver, set that strongbox right into my lap.
Okay.
That's it. Now, get moving. Go, I said! Well, I reckon the boss knew what he was doing after all up to now.
Boy. Now, that's what I call slick work, Cinch. Pull back in the brush here with that strong box.
Sure.
Set it down here.
Yep.
That's good. Stand back.
What are you going to do now, One Step?
Shoot the lock off of it. All right, now, Big Willie, hand me that canvas sack you brought. Here you are, One Step. Here, Cinch. Put all that money in here except about 5 of them gold double eagles.
What are you leaving $100 for?
Do what I say.
Hey, boys, it's a big haul. Must be 4,000 or 5,000 there.
Yeah. You got it all, Cinch?
Yeah, boys. All except 5 double eagle, like you said.
That's right. 5 bright and shiny little gold pieces left kind of careless like in the bottom of the strong box. Neither one of them burns very easy.
What are you going to do with an empty strong box and only 5 gold pieces?
Beat that stage back to town by the shortcut and set a trap for that little weasel Briggs that'll put him away for all time.
Hey, Ching Lee! Pour in another kettle of that hot water. You ain't got me half covered up yet.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Dingle. But me cover you up with water, me run all over tub.
What you need's a bigger tub, Jingles.
Oh, yes. Needy only save me big liver for Mr. Jingle.
You want that plenty hot? Ow, ow! Now you scalded me. What do you think I am, a Christmas turkey?
Oh, very sorry.
He's not hurt, Ching. I'll take another kettle of that over here, too.
All right, me get you one right away, Mr. Jingle.
Oh, boy, does that feel good. Oh, what are you so worried about, Bill?
I just can't figure what's sticking in Morgan V. Briggs's craw.
Him? Oh, Bill, that little salamander's as dizzy as a June bug in a whirlwind.
Yeah, but we do know one-step Corrick's gunning for him.
Well, looks to me like he's gunning for Corrick, too. Well, what can a little hop toad like him do?
You can't always tell about a man's size.
Oh, now, Bill, little Victor Briggs ain't got nothing on his mind but that diary of his Uncle Bad Boy Briggs and his coin collection. Why, he's as harmless as a custard pie.
Maybe.
Custard pie. Bill, let's get on some clean duds and go find something to eat.
Where do you reckon Briggs is, one step?
There's a lamplight shown from the harness room. Reckon he's up there counting his coin collection again. These 5 double eagles ought to complete his collecting for a while.
Well, where'd you want to hide this strong box?
I got just the place, Cinch. It's a natural.
Well, I'm getting tired of packing it around.
Right here in this stall.
But ain't that Hickok's horse?
Yeah, it's Hickok's horse, Cinch.
Of course, you must be local.
Am I? Show me a better way to have Hickok find the box. And with Briggs working in the livery stable, who do you reckon will get blamed for the holdup?
Oh, now I get it. That's why you had me do that stagecoach job alone.
Now you're getting smart, Cinch. Hide the box right in the straw there, and don't cover it too good.
Well, there it is, boss.
Good. Now you go lift one of Briggs' dude hats for your next job, and let's get back to the Blue Palace and wait. Fireworks ought to start any minute.
Yes, there'll be plenty of fireworks, one step. And Uncle Bad Boy Briggs' diary tells me just how to prepare them for you.
Well, come on, Jingles, if you want to get something to eat.
Now you're talking. Bill, throw me that towel.
There you are.
Thanks. You know, Bill, now, doggone it, who's raising all that ruckus
Sounds
outside?
Sounds like that trouble I've been feeling was going to happen.
Oh, Mr. Wild Bill, you make it get your dress come quick. Big trouble outside in stagecoach law. Big trouble.
Coming right up, Ching.
Oh, double trouble. I knew things were too peaceful in that bathtub. All right, Bill, let's go.
Jingles, go back and get your britches.
Huh? Oh, yeah, I guess I better. Now, Bill, how do you figure that one?
What, Jingles?
Well, that driver says he was held up by one lone bandit using a 6 gun.
Yeah, but Dead-Eyed Charlie, who was riding his guard, was shot with a rifle, or I don't know one bullet hole from another.
Well, it sure looked like it right enough.
There's 2 ways to figure it, Jingles.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Either it was one, or maybe it was 2. But if it was one, how could he have done it? Don't you think so, Bill?
Exactly, Jingles.
I knew I'd figure one out right sooner. Exactly what, Bill?
Either it was one road agent held him up, or it was more and the driver was too excited to count.
Uh-huh, that's it. He was excited. Now we know just who it is, don't we?
Well, not exactly, partner.
Huh?
I think we better look up one step Cork and have a talk with him.
You don't have to go looking me up, Hickok. I've been right here at your elbow all the time.
Now we got you.
Jingles, don't draw.
Now, that's right good advice of your partner. You come mighty close to getting ventilated.
But, Bill, you said...
I said I wanted to have a talk with Mr. Corrick.
Oh.
Just what did you want to talk about, Hickok? Stage robbing, maybe?
Maybe.
And now you're right disappointed, ain't you? Because here I am right here in town, cool and collected. No, Marshal, reckon you're barking up the wrong tree this time.
Looks that way, doesn't it?
Not only looks that way, it is. But I might be able to help you.
Bill don't want any help from a sidewinder like you, One Step.
Fat boy, you talk too much.
Why,
hold it, Jingles, hold it. Just what kind of help are you offering, Cork?
Oh, like suggesting that you take a stroll over to the livery stable? Might smoke out a stage robbing weasel if you took the trouble.
Maybe you'd like to wander over with me, One Step.
Bill! Bill, the livery stable's on fire! Our horses!
I'll be. Didn't think the little varmint had burned the place down.
Come on, let's get the horses out.
Bill, it's a furnace. What are we going to do?
I'm going to pull those horses out.
Well, I'm coming with you.
Easy, boy. Easy now. You're loose. Hey, Jinx.
Yeah?
Lead these two out. I'll get Joker and Buckshot.
The front's closed off by the flames.
Try the back door. Easy, Buckshot. Whoa, steady, boy.
Bill! Bill, hurry the roof! It's falling in!
You know, Buckaroos, I get to laughing at myself sometimes. When it comes time for me to say a few words about Kellogg's Corn Pops, I catch myself right in the edge of my chair. I get all riled up at the bad fellas and want to help Wild Bill and Jingle so much, almost butt in and join the shooting. Instead of that, I take it out on my Corn Pops, chomping on them as fast as my jaws will work. Yep, right out of the box is the way I eat my Corn Pops, just like candy, because the sweetening's already on them. Come morning, though, I go for Corn Pops at breakfast in a bowl with milk. But back up there, hold on. Just wait till you taste the wonderful new sweetness and flavor of Corn Pops. The Kellogg folks are now making them sweeter and crisper than ever before. So you're going to like them better than ever from here on. Bet my boots and saddle on that. And Kellogg's Corn Pops, delicious as they are, contain lots of things you need. B vitamins, vitamin D, with important minerals and food energy, too. That means you can eat all you want of those golden hearts of corn puffed up big and crisp. Kellogg's Corn Pops. Now, you know who loves Pops. Let's say it together. Kids love Pops. Moms love Pops. And Pops love Pops. Right. Now, back on the edge of my chair for Wild Bill Hickok.
Just as One Step Corrick has suggested that Bill look around the livery stable for clues to the robbery, the stable goes up in flames. Bill and Jingles rush in to save the horses, and just as they get them loose, the roof starts to cave in.
Bill! The roof is caving in! Hurry!
You all right, Jingles?
Yeah, Bill. How about you?
Yeah. Woo, easy, Buckshot. Woo, you're okay now, boy. Woo.
Boy, we just did get him out.
Well, Hickok, I reckon that proves what I was saying. Big Willie here says he saw a little guy running away from the fire, recognized Morgan Briggs' hat.
Wouldn't jump to any conclusions, One Step. Fires get started in a lot of ways.
Well, if you want more proof, I bet you could find it by poking around in the ashes of that stable.
As soon as it cools down a little bit, I'm planning to do that, One Step, so stick around.
Getting a little anxious, boss. Why don't you let him find the strong box and them coins by himself?
I can't wait to see that little tadpole sent up the river. Now, quiet. Well, Hickok, you find anything?
Not yet.
Want me to help you?
Nope. You stay where you are. Jingles, you take the other end of this row of stalls and I'll start here.
Okay. What are we looking for, Bill?
One Step's got some idea we'll find something.
Well, there ain't nothing in these first two stalls. Nothing in the third one.
Nothing in these two either. Burned clean.
Well, that just leaves the stalls where you kept Buckshot, Bill.
Don't overlook any bets, Hickok.
He's right, Jingles. I'll look in Buckshot's stall. Nope, nothing here either. Guess your hunch was wrong, One Step.
What? You didn't find nothing?
Nothing at all? But boy,
shut up, Big Willie. Well, I guess I was wrong after all, Hickok.
Yeah, mister, I guess you was.
Just like the kid that ate the green persimmon.
Yeah. Yeah, well, guess Willie and me'd better be getting back to the Blue Palace. Come on, Willie. Glad to help you any time, Hickok.
Well, now, what do you make of that, Bill? He got out of here like a mule with a burr under his saddle.
Or a man with something on his mind. Let's follow him. One step just doesn't act like an honest man.
Well, he went into the Blue Palace all right, Bill.
Yeah, he's sure in a hurry about something.
We going to follow him in?
Well, like I said, idea's as good as any.
Rattler, Bill, draw your gun.
Mr. Hickok.
Who's there?
Bill, it's Morgan Briggs. I can just make him out around that corner.
Let's see what he wants.
But he's the one that set the stable on fire.
Don't be too sure about what folks tell you, partner. What's on your mind, Briggs?
Back here is a place of safety from what's going to happen next, and a place of observation.
Well, what do you mean by that?
You can see it happen, you acrimonious manifestation of habitual gluttony.
Now, what did you call me?
Hold it, Jingles.
Now, through this window is One Step Corrick's office. Watch.
Bill.
Shh. Watch and listen.
What's the matter, boss?
Plenty's the matter. The box is missing. One Step. Look. There's a strong box right here in your office. Well, how did it get there?
I don't know. We put it in that stall. You was with me.
That little double-crossing coyote. Let me at that safe.
Reckon he stole the money, too.
I'm going to find out.
Move back, Hickok. Jingles, quickly.
I'll open this safe, and if that money's gone, I'll... Watch this!
Oh, my. I do hope I didn't put in too much gunpowder.
Come on. Let's get in there.
Yes, by all means. Yeah, through the window.
Well, I'd just as soon have gone in the front way, you little doodle bug.
Yes. There you are, Mr. Hickok. Just what you suspected. And there is my hat, which proves one of them set fire to the stable.
Yeah, but I didn't figure on you loading that safe with gunpowder.
Well, I got the idea from my uncle's diary.
Hey, look, there's all the money, Bill.
Oh, that's not quite all of it, Jingles.
Where's the rest?
Right here in my hand.
Bill, it's 5 double eagles. $20 gold pieces.
Yes, I kept them for my reward. They complete my collection.
Hey, Bill, those coyotes are coming, too.
Yeah, just in time to go to jail. Well, I guess that completes our collection, Jingles.
Uh-huh. You know, Bill, I've just been thinking.
What about, partner?
Well, this little guy reads his uncle's diary and collects $20 gold pieces. We risk our necks and collect sidewinders like One Step in his gang. What we need is a new hobby, partner. A brand new hobby.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Well, folks, that's it for today. Andy and I'll be back with another two-fisted story for you next week.
Yes, sirree. And if it's action you want, you'll get it. So be with us then, will you?
Meanwhile, Andy and I also hope you'll remember to get Kellogg's Corn Pops.
Right. It's a great new cereal with the sweetening already on it.
You bet it is. Andy and I think Corn Pops are great. So long.
See you next week.
Yes, sir, be sure to listen next week at this same time on this same station when Kellogg's Corn Pops brings you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Forrest Lewis, Clayton Post, Barney Phillips, Charlie Lung, and Jack Moyles. Our director is Paul Pierce. Music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. This is Charlie Lyon reminding you, kids love Pops, moms love Pops, Pops love Pops. Kellogg's Corn Pops.